Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump says he is not happy in the wake of the latest attempted missile launch by the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Well, I didn't say don't test the missile. He's going to have to do what he has to do. But he understands we're not going to be very happy. And I will tell you, a man that I've gotten to like and respect, the president of China, President Xi, I believe has been putting pressure on him also. But so far, perhaps nothing's happened, and perhaps it has. This was a small missile. This was not a big missile. This was not a nuclear test, which he was expected to do 3 days ago. We'll see what happens.
Mr. Trump on the U.S. program Face the Nation said despite the missile failure, Pyongyang will eventually develop a better delivery system, and that must not be allowed. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has warned the U.N. Security Council of what he called catastrophic consequences if the international community does not put more pressure on Pyongyang. President Trump spoke with leaders of Singapore and Thailand on the North Korean threat as the subject. He spoke Saturday with the Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte and invited him to the White House. East-West Institute senior fellow Gerard Finnan tells VOA a White House visit by the Philippines leader reflects a lessening of tensions between Washington and Manila since Mr. Duterte took office. Finnan said such a visit would be beneficial.
It's important always to keep high-level channels of communication open with our alliance or treaty partners, of which the Philippines is one.
Finnan said U.S. criticism of the Philippines' lack of respect for the rule of law and international human rights has not been successful, so face-to-face meetings with U.S. officials might prove more effective. This is VOA News. Yes.